Welcome to Hammer Down. I am not Tone Diggs. Tony and the boys are on a little bit of a trip. They will be back tomorrow. I am joined by the Boston man of all Boston men, Boston Connor.
Hell yeah. Pumped to be here. Can't wait to win some freaking money.
And an absolute legend. Some of you have not seen Bruce the Legend Brown.
Hey boy, Bruce. Bruce. Hey boy, Bruce.
And our NBA sharp in the back. Yeah. They called him even Steven for a long time, a very long time. But now he's back to Money Mitt.
What's up, baby, dude? Mitt.
We're all the way back. 4-0 in the NBA last night. Guppy, you had a pretty good night as well. Where'd you go in college basketball, dude?
We talked about this. I went back to being a volume shooter, Mitt. Ooh. 11-4 last night in college ball.
Oh, back to college roots.
If you have been following the show the last 2 days as a show, we are 31-11.
Damn.
Is that good?
It's been a good run.
That's pretty good.
But let's get to the main. Let's keep the main thing, as they say, my friends.
Hell yeah.
We got a super boost tonight.
A good one.
That is fucking insane, mm-hmm. if I do say so myself. Mm-hmm. This is at minus 250, I believe, at this moment.
Damn.
And you're getting it at even money, -2.5.
That's absurd.
There's still time. Let's hammer it, people.
Get in
Let's
there.
Let's take all of FanDuel's money.
Millions.
Got to be the Cowboys. How are we feeling back there, Cowboys fan? Mitt.
See, the only problem with this super boost is I can only throw $50 on it. I need to get that way up here.
You haven't got it up to 250 yet? You're not a power player?
No, I thought I would. I have a big enough account, I think. I don't know what the requirements are. I guess I'm just not a big fish yet. I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to get up there.
The requirements are like your per bets. So unless you're placing a $250 bet every, week, damn near every night, I believe they'll keep your thing down at 50.
Well, thank you, FanDuel, because I should not be throwing every bet as $250. Exactly. I lose a lot of bets.
Uh-huh. I agree. That's why mine's still at 52. Yeah. But I am all over the boost.
Mine's still at 52. Yeah. I'm down bad. I kind of am bad.
Exactly. Sometimes you need to stay there,
Yeah.
But the boost is a lock for sure. 2.5. I love it. I love the Cowboys tonight. I can't wait.
I'm on the -6, too.
Uh-huh.
Fuck it.
You think Cowboys roll?
Yeah, I do. Everyone's on.
It feels like it, man. I mean, this is the thing. A lot of people, you notice a lot of people now are just doing fade the public to fade the public. Mm-hmm. And I get it sometimes. But, like, you look at Pat's Atlanta.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't fade the public when it doesn't make sense. Like, when Dolphins were playing the Ravens, Ravens were gassed. Dolphins had been playing better. Like, Saints are on the mat, my friends. Yeah. Unless Taysom Hill pulls a rabbit out of his hat.
And I just don't see that happening with, especially because if it was just, the Saints as a healthy team versus the Cowboys as a healthy team with Taysom Hill, I would probably be on the fence. But, both their tackles being out, Micah Parsons has been unbelievable against starters. And we're talking about backups. And DeMarcus Lawrence is coming back, who is, if you watch Hard Knocks this offseason, the leader of their defense, the leader of their D-line.
Bruce actually showed me this video earlier in the season. That man is shot out of a cannon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've never seen a man get to a quarterback so fast. And their left tackle. Uh-huh. I mean, if you know the Cowboys, everything revolves around that left tackle. I've never seen anything like it. So, boys tonight, it's got to be the boys.
It's got to be the boys. I feel great about it. I feel good about a Cooper touchdown.
Ooh.
I feel really good about a Dalton Schultz touchdown again. Had him on Thanksgiving. I do get a little skeptical of the betting the same player to score a touchdown on back-to-back games, and that's why I kind of have missed out on the Hunter Henry wagon, because I went every other for a little bit, then kind of fell off after the Falcons. But it just feels like one of those games Cowboys get back on track. A lot of touchdowns for them, a lot of points for them. What's the over-under at?
Let's see, 46.
Ooh, it's only 46.
46. It was 47.5.
I like the over a little bit.
I worry about the Saints. It feels like we're just burying the Saints a little too much here. It's starting to worry me a bit. But, man, if Kamara was in, I would be worried, because Taysom Hill and Kamara together last year actually did look nice. Mm-hmm. In that Atlanta game, they looked really good. When they went to Philadelphia, it kind of all fell apart game.
Is there any real worry about Dan Quinn, who was the coach for Atlanta last year, calling the – or, well, I guess he's He is calling the defense, though, still.
Yeah, he's, still, so he's still calling
the defense. Dan Quinn is a head coach, did go to the Super Bowl his first year, fell off after that. I mean, people forget this guy was the defensive mastermind in Seattle for years and years. The Legion of Boom, like, he was there. And that, look at that defense since he left. They just haven't really been the same.
And it's not like you're getting, like, a ton of clock management drop-off without Big Mike. You know, can't really...
What? I kind of like Kellen more and more.
If they should put fucking Big Mike on an iPod on the sideline.
You can't just stand there looking up. Like,
sorry, a Microsoft Surface. I'm sorry.
He's the only guy that calls timeout with a question mark at the end.
It's ridiculous.
Looking at anytime touchdown scores, I mean, Zeke at plus 110.
He's plus 110.
Pollard plus 160. Every player tonight is plus money.
I feel like all those on Twitter are like, both of them are in your same game parlay. Hitting.
Well, I like betting. Usually I bet Zeke either first half or second half because the odds are much better. But typically his any times are like minus 200. That's kind of weird. That almost makes me feel worse.
Worry about
of
it.
That.
Yeah. So I'm going to do my classic flyer.
Okay.
Dak Prescott anytime touchdown plus 550. Oh, come on.
Plus
550 is high for quarterbacks. Right. I mean, Carson was plus 450 that night he hit on Sunday Night Football.
49ers.
So for Dak, I mean, that is a high number.
What is their defense anytime touchdown?
It is plus 500.
So lower than Dak. Wow. That's absurd.
I mean, it feels like we might be hitting the jackpot there.
Boys. I like the defense to score a touchdown tonight. I really do. Taysom Hill absolutely can be very good at quarterback. But more so like the strip sack, the block punt, the pick that he has proved he's thrown in the past. And he hasn't played a goddamn game at quarterback in over a year. Like, he was good in his last game that he started, but he still hasn't played.
It's been a long time. And it's not even that he hasn't played quarterback. He has not been playing at all.
Yeah,
like, he hasn't been on the field. For any player, it's going to take a bit of time to throw him at, I mean, what's Diggs for a fucking... touchdown,
interception,
dude.
Like, usually you can bet on, like, they had Ramsey to get a pick, I believe, the Monday night against Tennessee. What is there an odds on Diggs?
I mean, that's a money
mitt
bet. Defensive
props right now to go and
let's
look,
get a
actually.
Hype boy pick here, Mitt. That's the hype boy pick of the night.
The hype boy pick of the night is definitely CeeDee Lamb, two touchdowns coming off. He's just coming back. He's coming back from a concussion. He should have played last week. They didn't let him. So let's go. CeeDee Lamb, two touchdowns plus 900. And then I actually parlayed it with Zeke to get a touchdown himself, and that got up to plus 2,400.
Oh, I like that, man. I like that a lot.
I was, Connor, I know you're actually really good at these. I stink at touchdown props, so I was thinking of you when I put this one in. I took your little strategy of the two touchdowns. I have never actually thrown that bet before, so I'm pumped.
I also did refine my strategy.
Ooh.
I will throw a couple, so I'll do a few of them. But in one of them, of the two scores, I usually throw the first touchdown in for that guy, too, just because if they score the first touchdown. Like Jonathan Taylor against the Ravens, it was two touchdowns plus the first touchdown plus, like, I forget who it was. Everything hit but the two touchdowns, so it actually lost. But sometimes it is smart to do a two-touchdown parlay with the first, like Zeke, for instance, because his odds are low.
I mean, Ingram is the favorite for first touchdown, plus 320.
What?
Zeke's plus 380. Pollard plus 500.
Why,
like, do they know the Saints are getting the ball first?
Yeah,
what the fuck
exactly.
Taysom Hill is plus 460. Pollard is plus 500. Cooper plus 500.
What's Dak first?
Oh, he's probably fucking thousand.
I kind of like Dak scoring the
Kenny
first
Stills
one.
Is still playing football.
Oh, yeah. He's like one of their top weapons after Callaway.
Dak Prescott plus 1500.
Wow.
First score?
Yeah.
So they got to, like, know that the Cowboys defer a lot and win the toss a lot? Like,
yeah, and probably because they don't have Big Mike, they're thinking Dan Quinn, defensive guy, wants to put his defense on the field.
And they'll know without Big Mike, they probably do lose the coin toss.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
Anybody else with anything on that game tonight? Anything else to add?
I'm going to take the points. I'm going to take the over just because it worries me.
46 seems low.
It seems low, and if it is a game, the Saints are going to have to score.
Yeah,
because I feel like we're all on the same page that the Cowboys are going to score. Like, the Bills put up 31 last week on Thanksgiving. Cowboys had a 30-point game. It feels like the Cowboys, the Bills are great, but it feels like the Cowboys as a whole have a better offense, especially because they're all healthy. So I'm going to take the over 46.5 with the boys' super boost, -2.5. Get on it now.
Hey, you take over 46 now, my friend.
And it's down to 46 now?
Yeah.
See, that worries me too. Why the what the hell is going on with this?
I mean, realistically, only six. I mean, only, but 62% of the money is on Cowboys minus six. Like, that's not absurdly high.
Yeah, but not at all. 74 tickets, right?
Something
Yeah, I mean, it's high, but not crazy high.
Yeah.
People, you know, also get suckered into the Thursday home dog, but it's not a short week, so you got to factor that.
Yeah, that's true.
Good and point, Bruce.
I just feel good about the boys. I really do.
Need a bounce back.
Need a win. Everyone's winning in the NFC East but them.
We'll dive into some line movement here for the weekend on Sunday. It's not Picks Friday, but we'll float some out there.
Okay.
This is starting to worry me. Dolphins are up to -4.5. Opened at -2.5.
Who are they playing?
They're at home against the Giants.
Yeah, but there was the jump for with Dimes to 5, right? Now it's back down to 4.5, so it's really a half-point move off the 5.
Giants 3-2 ATS on the road. Giants actually 6-5. Both teams 6-5 ATS on the season.
It sounds like Skycam's playing from what Rap Sheet said today.
Yeah, Rap Sheet keeps saying that, but then he's like pretty much fully practicing.
What's the Carpenter saying? That was the wildest tweet I've ever seen.
There's just like fake Giants.
Or is that the only team who has fake reporters? Is the Giants? Like, I don't see it for any other team.
It's the only one where it works because there's so many like Giants bloggers and stuff that are trying to like just pick whatever they see on Twitter. So people are running with it. So then you just get a bunch of fake news out there about our sweet lamb, Danny.
What are you guys going to do with him? Are you done?
Is it
over?
We'll see how it goes without old JG around. And
is this his fourth year?
Yeah.
So do you think they should pick up his fifth year option or no?
I think, yeah, maybe. But then maybe you drafted like a Matt Corral.
I love Corral. Yeah. I think – I know like he doesn't have the fucking wow you. But like look at Zach Wilson like that wowed everybody. Like he's struggling. Like Corral to win 10 games at Ole Miss, like he's a fucking winner.
Yeah.
You can't teach that.
You also got 2 picks in the top 10. You might as well take a goddamn quarterback.
Yeah, exactly. You roll the dice once or, you know, trade down and, you know.
Yeah.
Is there any rumors who's going to be the GM?
I don't think so.
Gettleman's dead, right?
There have been reports that after the season he's most likely dead, but I don't know with the draft if they'll still let him pick. I wouldn't totally hate just Joe Judge. It's like
his team.
Yeah, just destroy it because then it'll just be easier rebuild if we got to get rid of him down the line.
Got to hear what to say.
Clean break.
Hell yeah.
That's good Giants talk. Vikings -7 at Detroit.
Jesus.
Wow.
Vikings as a favorite on the road are not good. Dalvin Cook is out, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yep. Madison starting.
Lions, as terrible as they are, 7-4 against the spread this year. Vikings, 4-2 against the spread on the road.
What are the Lions at home ATS? Because I've been betting on them a lot.
3-2 at home.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm not betting on the Lions.
This game. The Vikings have been playing.
Bet on the Vikings.
The Vikings have been playing well.
And they're in the hunt. I mean, they need to win. I feel like, if anything, I'm going to take the Vikings at 7.
Feels like a lot for some reason. I mean, this is an ugly board if you look at it fucking start to finish. I mean, Eagles -7 at the Jets.
I'll take the Jets there.
You think?
Absolutely.
That was a wild statement coming from Boston man Jets. Himself.
I mean, they did win, and the Eagles looked like shit against the Giants.
So bad against the Giants.
I think Hurts is like, you know, kind of good game, bad game.
Isn't he hurt? Isn't he banged up, though?
Oh, yeah, he is. You're right.
He's banged up.
This line hasn't moved. It's sat at 7, 59% of the money on the Eagles.
And this is at New York. Yes, we can't forget that the Jets beat the Titans when the Titans had Derrick Henry. They will shock the world.
Let the record show.
Yes.
Is Fields in? Have we heard?
I don't know. I was just looking at that, and I really want to take the Bears. If Dalton's playing, though. I don't want to take the – see, this is my thing. Dalton looks like he's actually going out there and competing and, like, just trying to make it a close game.
You don't think Kyler Murray just comes in fucking balls out?
What's the spread?
7.5.
Yeah, I'll take the Cardinals.
Cardinals 6-0 against the spread on the road. Bears 2-3 against the spread.
No doubt about it. I'll take the Cardinals because Hopkins probably also back. And I do think it's Dalton, again, from what Rap Sheet said. He's taking all the first-team reps. I'm 1,000% taking the Cardinals, no matter who's at quarterback.
Oh, you take him if Colt's there?
Absolutely.
Colt's playing decent ball.
Colt's playing decent ball. I just don't think Colt's there, too, because Kyler tweeted that gif. And I think that was like, hey, I'm coming, bitch.
Yeah, it's time.
So, yeah, it's time for Kyler. It's, you know, the Cards are still the number one team in the league. I'm taking them for sure. That's at Chicago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking. I'll take
the I'm only worried. I mean, I'd like to see Fields play to see how he does. This is probably one of the bigger games of the weekend. Chargers getting 3 at Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Open 2.5. These teams, you literally have no idea what you're going to get week to week. You really don't.
Every time I fade the Bengals, they just win by 40.
And I would bet the Bengals just because the Chargers stiffed me in Denver last week.
What's the number? What's the over?
Let's see.
50.
I'll take
open
the
over. Open at 51. Is that 50.5?
Yeah, I'll take the over. I
like that, actually.
Well, yeah, I like the points for sure. Both these offenses are the strength of their team, no doubt about it. They both sling the pill, too. Feels like, if anything, you know, 35-33 or some bullshit.
That feels like a game that I'm going to bet that I shouldn't. Like, yeah. You look at that, and either side, I would lean, maybe just lay the juice on Bengals' money line.
Yeah.
But then Herbert's going to ball out, right?
Yeah, but, you know.
I think either way.
More comfortable there than on the Chargers there.
I mean, they did smack the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm much more comfortable on the Bengals than I would be on the Chargers. The Chargers every week, you don't know.
This is an ugly number here. -11 Bucks at Atlanta. Bucks 1-5 ATS on the road. Atlanta 0-5 ATS at home. Good fucking luck.
Atlanta beat the Saints in New Orleans. That was their other divisional game.
Beat the Jags. Jags money line was a game that was left out there. I felt like I should have took last week.
Mm. Yeah. I have like this like preconceived thought in my head that the Falcons Bucks games are like always close, but I don't know.
So when they played in Tampa, it was close, and then Ryan threw like back-to-back pick sixes or there was a scoop and score. Uh-huh. I'm going to stay away from this one. That number is just too big.
I'll probably take the Falcons and regret it.
I'll probably take Cordarrelle Patterson touchdown. Yeah. Because he plays so much and they give
him. Is he under contract for more than this year with them?
I don't know.
He'd be getting paid. This is another big game, actually. This is Washington plus 2.5 at Las Vegas. Washington's coming on. And then look at the Raiders. They beat the Cowboys there. You don't know what you're getting there either.
I think Waller's doubtful. I think I'm going to take the fighting Heinekes.
The football team?
Yeah, I'm going to take the football team plus 2.5.
Their game will travel how they play. And Heinekes starting to dump it down. Uh-huh. He's not making mistakes. Threw that one ball high on that pick.
Yeah.
A little more Clark Kent, a little less Superman.
A little less. Gibson has been coming on as well. He's kind of getting
what's
healthy.
His name out?
Who's that?
They're running back.
McKissick?
He's done.
Yeah, I think he's out. He had he's in protocol, I believe. But even if, like, more touches for Antonio Gibson, I feel good about that.
Did you know that he used to be a wide receiver? Did they tell you that enough on Monday night?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Went to community college? Is that what it says?
Been in that situation.
That was their one. That was their one that was fucking on the fucking... Oh, yeah. Just keep saying this one. This is a good one. Stick with it.
If we're talking about that, did you hear Lewis Riddick call them the Fighting Heinekes?
I did. That's why
I started fucking dying laughing. I was loving that.
Yeah, that was a hell of a broadcast. They also mentioned Logan Thomas being a quarterback a few times.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. You got to do that one. That should be a good game, though. That'll be one I'm excited to see what happens.
I'll take the fucking football team, though. No doubt about it.
And then here's another ugly one. Rams -13 at home against the Jags. It feels like a lot until it's not.
I'll take the Rams, yeah. I feel like they beat the shit out of terrible teams. Although the Texans ended up coming back and covering the 16 or whatever. I'll take the Rams to win by 2 touchdowns against the goddamn Jags.
Yeah, it's got to be a get. If not now, then when for the Rams? They need this game to fucking get back on track.
Yeah, that race is getting tight.
If that goes to 14, though, I mean... What if Stafford just keeps turning the ball over, you know?
So this is where I was at with Iowa, Michigan. Yeah. I was hoping to get to 12. For some reason, I thought like 12 was the number. Yeah, and that sitting at 10.5. It ain't fucking moving.
Yeah, that one's not moving. Yeah,
this is fucking trap game.
Here we go.
These are two trap games, actually. Ravens -4.5 at Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Feels as if.
I'd put on the top teaser the Ravens, and then today, hearing that the pads were were pounding at practice yesterday. I was like, oh, okay, so that's going to lose.
This is just what, you know, Rap Sheet said it.
Yeah.
This is one of those games everyone counts the fucking Steelers out and they show up. And exactly. It's AFC North. Oh, these games are all, I mean.
Division games.
They're always close until fucking Bengals crushed the Steelers last weekend.
Yeah, another reason that I like the Steelers, though, because they just got crushed.
The Ravens also played like shit against the Browns.
And they've had a few games where they haven't looked
good. They haven't looked good since when? They barely beat the Bears.
Since the Chiefs, I'd say.
But
barely beat the Colts.
The flip side of that, though, is like the regression to the mean with Lamar not throwing four picks and then maybe just running around.
For sure. But I think the Steelers' defense is better than the Browns' defense when they're playing together and healthy.
Against the rush, I don't feel like the Steelers' defense is kind of sus.
Yeah, they haven't been. I mean, it's not as if there's been a game. Like, they gave up 41 points to the Chargers. Yeah. But Minkah Fitzpatrick wasn't playing.
Yeah, that's true.
It just seems like with Tomlin, I'm going to bet on the culture and the coach. I'm going to bet on the Steel City. Is it? It's in Pittsburgh?
Yeah. I mean,
at home.
It's a live pop. 4.5 at home is always a live pop.
I'll take the Steelers.
Yeah. Come on, Steelers.
Have to.
And then here's another one. Niners -3 now at Seattle.
I can't bet on Seattle. I can't do
that. I'm done with Seattle too, but the Niners aren't the same team without Debo, man.
Yeah, and he's out this week.
Everything goes through him. Like the run game goes through him now. Yeah. I mean, the Mitchell's a stud too, but Debo's the guy scoring the touchdowns. I'll probably lay the 3 with the Niners and die on it.
Yeah, me too. I can't take the Seahawks. The Seahawks are dead. Yeah. I can't do it. I don't think 9-8 gets it done in the NFC and in the AFC. I don't think it gets it done. Although the football team's 5-6, right? And they're the 7th seed right now.
What's the AFC last team in AFC? What's their record?
Last team in, it's not the Colts. The Colts are out. Last team is the Bills right now, actually, I think.
Really?
Bills are the Chargers. I think Chargers at 6-5, maybe.
Dolphins lost so many fucking games that they shouldn't have. I mean, that game in London with the Jags is going to be the one. You're sitting at 6-6 right now. You know what I mean?
And you're right there.
They had the Raiders as well.
I might be wrong, but I know it's the four division leaders, then Bengals, Bills. I think that seventh team is at 6-6, whether it be the Chargers. I could be wrong, though. Who knows? I'll definitely fade the Seahawks, though. I'm taking
the I'll roll with Jimmy G. I said this a million times. I have a soft spot for Jimmy G for whatever reason.
Oh, yeah.
I just feel like he gets shit on just because he's hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he's ever really played that bad.
No.
When he's healthy, he doesn't.
Yeah, that year they went to the Super Bowl, he was spinning the goddamn pill.
And, like, that deep ball he missed – we're still telling ourselves that the Chiefs wouldn't have come down the field and scored after that in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, no way.
Come on. What was there, a minute 15 left?
Yeah, not to mention, I mean, it's, yeah.
Well, you so know what I mean?
Like that.
One deep ball shouldn't lose his fucking job.
Yeah, the what ifs just are bullshit, to be honest with you.
And the last Sunday game, Denver +9.5 at the Chiefs. Denver getting 57% of the money here.
9.5 is so many. Another division game. I'll take Denver.
Yeah?
Yeah, I will. Division game, they probably look the best they have last week, aside from the Cowboys. They are an every other week team, but I'll take a 9.5 dog if we're talking in the division game. That's a team that's still on the hunt.
Chiefs 1-5 ATS at home.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I loved that when it came out at 10. I still really like it at 9.5. I think that's going to be a pretty close game. I'm excited to watch that one.
Teddy not playing will definitely change my mind. So I guess TBD.
You don't believe in Drew?
I do not believe in Drew, no.
You believe in Drew, Mitt?
I believe in...
Oh, yeah, dude. I love Drew Lock. What do you mean? I'm a hype boy.
With how good the Chiefs defense looked against the Cowboys, I mean, and granted, they didn't have Cooper, and C.D. Lamb got hurt, but I wouldn't take the Broncos if Drew Lock's at the helm.
Yeah. It's kind of a dual lock. Lock +10 with Teddy and -9.5.
Yeah.
Fair play, Bruce. Fair play.
The dual locked parlay. I think that's what it's called.
All right, Mitt, what do you got in the NBA tonight, pal?
Sadly, it is a quiet night in the NBA. We only got two picks here. I am very confident in these two picks, just to say. Personally, I think I'm going to get into the zone here. Now, Bruce, you might be mad about one of my picks, and I'll start it off here. I'm taking the Chicago Bulls -2 in Madison Square.
Slay it.
Garden.
Slay it money line, Mitt.
Yeah, it's money line minus 126. So, yeah, we'll just wipe the points here. Go money line minus 126. And then I like the Milwaukee Bucks minus 4.5. They're going to Toronto. Toronto stinks. The Bucks just signed Cousins. They're getting used to their bigger lineups. It's pretty awesome. I like the way they're playing right now. So we're taking a minus 4.5. I think that's a little too little.
Baby Mitt.
That's pretty good.
Bruce?
I like the Pistons plus, I think, 12 right now. Whoa. At the Suns letdown game after the big. It was kind of like the McDavid-Sid game last night. It was like the Devin Booker-Steph Curry game the night before. Cade Cunningham's kind of coming along.
Yep.
I'll be on the Knicks. Like that. They're in kind of a letdown spot, too. Tough back-to-back Nets into the Bulls. But, you know, without Kemba playing, they're a lot better defensively, a lot better offensively, a lot better at basketball. All around, Julius Randle, Tibbs, both pissed off about the refs. And basically two home games in a row after playing at Barclays, so I'll take them. And then I think that's it.
That baby Bruce. Here those are go. Those are Bruce's first official picks on Hammer Down, my friends.
Hey, Bruce.
You can toss in the Spurs, too.
Toss them in.
I'll be weak, man. Clash of Clans anyway.
Write that down.
I couldn't resist. All right, I'm taking the Pistons plus 12 also. And then I've been riding a lot of unders. This is actually bad. This is not characteristic of me, but it's been hitting. I've been riding unders in the NBA. Oklahoma City at the Memphis Grizzlies, under 12, or 212.5, sorry. I just think these teams kind of been struggling on offense. I don't think the Grizz are going to be that good.
Jaw's out, right?
Yeah, he's going to – oh, shit, wrong cut. He's going to be out for the rest of the year.
Is he?
Yeah, he tore his ACL.
Oh, it was confirmed, tore his ACL.
Yeah, so
– I mean, Mitt's NBA injury – report could be questioned at times.
It is hard, though.
Yeah, see, it's I also didn't know minutes. Kawhi was out for the whole year.
Yeah, Mitt's been thinking Kawhi's going to come back every game this year.
I mean,
every game. I don't think Kawhi's playing. Like, dude, he's dead.
You've said that like six times, too.
Is Kawhi playing tonight?
All right. To the ice we go.
The Bees playing tonight?
The Bees are playing tonight. For some reason, it is locked on FanDuel, but I'm seeing it at minus 114 at Nashville. Money line.
All right, feed me that. I'll take that.
Bruins.
Bees all day and pasta to score a goal.
There you go. I have a report from Nick. I have some picks from Nicky Skates.
Here we go.
Skates.
He's taking Tampa Bay Lightning money line at home against St. Louis. The Preds, money line at home against the Bruins. Oh, no.
Whoa.
It's a duel. He's taking Colorado 60-minute line at Montreal. Back-to-back for Avs in goalie trouble. He said he's taking a chance on this one.
Mm.
Caps, 60-minute line, minus 130 at home against the Blackhawks. This is a smart pick here. Dallas Stars, 60-minute money line, minus 125 at home against CBJ.
Oh, they stink.
And then he's laying the 1.5 with the Flames at LA. Calgary 9-4 on the road this year. My only hockey pick tonight is Dallas Stars 60-minute line because they're a minus 210 money line for full game.
Here we go. I like Nick's picks too, aside from the Nashville. He's wrong there.
That should be a good game, I think.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to win. So.
And then we'll finish this off. College basketball.
Oh.
Cleveland State minus 3.5 at home against Northern Kentucky.
Mm.
Cleveland State's 4-2, playing good ball. Northern Kentucky, 0-4 ATS on the season. Sacred Heart, plus 3 at Lafayette.
Okay. Sacred Heart's got some grit.
They are 2-5. Lafayette, 2-4. I just think... Sacred Heart plus 3.
I'll take that.
I'll lay it with Sacred Heart.
What's their mascot?
Good question.
Sacred Heart Jesuits or something like
Pioneers.
That? Pioneers.
Are they the Pioneers?
Like I feel like they used to be the Jesuits and then maybe
pivoted. They switch out.
Yeah, they might have switched.
Pivoted to the Pioneers.
Blue Jays or something.
And then I'm taking Green Bay money line at home against Robert Morris.
Wow.
Oh.
I like that one.
Robert Morris winless this season.
Bob Morris hasn't won a game.
Bob Morris struggling out of the gates, my friend.
Well, neither of them, right?
Yeah, Green Bay 1-5.
Gotcha.
But, we don't need to talk about that. They're on the scoreboard, you know?
That's right.
I love Green Bay.
Green Bay's good.
Let's go.
Idaho State money line at home against Portland State. Portland State 1-5, Idaho State 2-3. Better team here gets it done at home. And then this is probably the biggest matchup for me tonight.
Here we go.
Two powerhouses. Utah State at 6-1.
Mm-hmm.
at home against St. Mary's, who are 7-1.
Oh, I love St.
Mary's.
Do
the right thing here, Gumpy.
Utah State, 5-1 ATS. I will take Utah State's plus a half right now. Give me Utah State money line at home against the powerhouse that is St. Mary's, I love my St. friend. Mary's.
You got a kid averaging 23-13.
He's a walking bucket.
Ooh, Justin Bean?
I believe. You ever heard that? Yeah. You know that chant? You know where that originated?
Utah State.
Oh, hell yeah. Really? In that fucking basketball arena, baby. That's the best student section in the nation.
I didn't know that's where it originated. I kind of like Utah State now. I love.
What was that?
What did he just
say? Bill, just say your line?
No, that is 100% inaccurate. Shelbyville.
Actually resonated on the Shelbyville track.
Might have. It might have. What's that team you love? College basketball team that's been rolling for you?
Utah Valley.
Utah Valley.
They knocked off BYU last night as a big dog.
Yeah, like 550 or
so. So I went to their Twitter page. Their Twitter account, 3,000 followers.
Ooh.
So I usually do this once a year. I did it with NIU Huskies.
Yeah.
Got a big, they gave me a big push.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think maybe I'll attach my wagon to Utah Valley.
Here we go.
The boys are buzzing.
They are. They're crushing.
And then we will finish this off. I got a couple footy picks for tomorrow.
Here we go.
Union Berlin, double chance at home against RB Leipzig.
Okay.
Union Berlin, 2 losses in 9 in all competitions. They're the double chance kings.
Okay.
Union Berlin loves a draw.
These soccer picks are no joke. I will hop on all.
And they love a draw at home. RB Leipzig, good squad, but they've lost 2 straight in Bundesliga. They don't seem like the same team this year without their coach. To La Liga, CD Alaves, draw no bet, is plus money, plus 105 at Granada. Granada has 1 win in 6. Alaves, 1 loss in 6. I like the plus money on a draw no bet. For whatever reason, double chance is minus 220. Usually something like this be like minus 150.
Which league is this?
This is La Liga, Spain.
Okay.
Maybe that's a sign.
RB.
CD Alaves. What do you got? Anything else tonight, Mitt, you like, you want to throw in before we finish this thing off, my friend?
No, thank you. I am good.
Yeah, I'm very excited for tonight. I feel like the Thursday games, obviously last week we had goddamn Thanksgiving, and before that the Pats. Sometimes these Thursday games kind of stink. Feels like we're getting hot with some of these, and this one might continue it.
And we're only weeks away from Dolphins Saints Monday night. I know. Everybody has been waiting for that.
I got that one circled on my calendar. Bills, Pats is this Monday night, so
that is a massive game.
Also, yeah, circling that. Pats win, then we are in the driver's seat. This is the season. Not the season, but big game for the season.
Pats plus 2.5 feels very much like the Packers getting points. I know it's not at home. But
it does feel good. I will say Kyle Duggar is on the COVID list. He leads the team in defensive snaps.
Oh, no.
It's not been clarified if he is vaccinated or not, so he could possibly still play. I know the rate for the Patriots is very high, but also same kind of an eye for an eye here. Tre'Davious White also out for the season. So they lose their best player on defense.
Yeah, that is true.
We lose one of our best players possibly up for Monday. We'll see. I definitely feel better about them losing Trey White than us not having Kyle Duggar.
Yeah, that is a fair play.
He leads the team in tackles.
That was cool when fucking I was dying when Rodgers said, we were home underdog.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
I was like, for the players to look at and know they're a home underdog in a game like that, like, that was absurd, man. That was an absolute gift.
Yeah, it won't happen again.
I do not see any of those on this shit board this weekend for the NFL, but tomorrow we'll be back. Picks Friday.
Here we go. Yeah. All the games.
I know Bruce has some college football picks. He's dying to get off his chest.
Boom, Blue Beetle.
I think Ty Schmidt's going to come in here, talk about the Flying Hawks as well.
Big Ten championship.
They got a big basketball game coming up against Purdue as well. So it's a big weekend for the Hawks.
Can't wait.
Here we go. Oh, Gumpy, I got one more thing. Cowboys -2.5. Let's go. Super boost. Let's go.
There's still time. Hammer that down. That is a fucking the best boost I have seen. -250 all the way to even money.
Hell yeah.
That is for all the people who say this is a super boost. It's a boost. This is a fucking super boost.
This is a mega super
maybe
boost.
A super boost.
Yeah, I agree.
Double up.
Yes.
Thank you for watching. If you're listening, we appreciate you all. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Okay. Ah!